All right, welcome back. PMJ, I'm Greedy Eli, and a Power Ballad Friday. Time to talk a little Chiefs as they get ready to host the Bills this weekend. Talk about that. Our buddy John Dixon from SB Nation at Arrowhead Phones on Twitter. John, how are you, man?
I'm good. Sorry I was hard to track down this week. For some reason, we seem to be busy. I don't know what's going on.
That's right. It's the playoffs, my friend. It's the playoffs. Everybody's ripping. Obviously, the Chiefs took care of Pittsburgh pretty easily last week. I don't know if, what were you guys expecting in that game? I thought it would be fairly easy for you. Obviously, they got off to a bit of a slow start. Pittsburgh got the defensive touchdown. But as that game, you guys kind of rolled along. And really, you know, as the season's gone on, it's been interesting to watch this Chiefs team kind of find their offense, having to throw it more underneath, finding a running game more as the year's gone on. Obviously, this defense has stepped up this year and played a much higher level. So I'd say the Chiefs are less sexy than they've been in some ways in the past, but they might be better and certainly might be more equipped to win in the playoffs with what their defense brings to the table. So how do you kind of look at this squad as you head into this game with Buffalo?
Well, it's interesting. I was one of the people who was less than optimistic about the Chiefs last weekend. I only predicted a 7-point win in the game. I thought that the Steelers would be able to depend on Ben Roethlisberger, you know, summoning his past greatness in what would probably be his final game. And that just didn't turn out to be the case, which I think says a lot about the team. On paper, the Steelers were not a very good team, but they really hammered them through most of the game. I mean, it's the classic example of the score being much closer than the game indicated. The defense basically shut the Steelers completely down for about three quarters. And as you've noted, that may not be as sexy a team as the Chiefs were, say, in 2018 or 2019 in terms of the offense. But I think they're a team that can succeed in more kinds of situations, which is kind of what they've been working towards all season. And here in this last game particularly, I think you saw what their vision for the Chiefs really is. Yeah, they didn't play very well in the last couple of games, but, you know, what are you going to do? Once you've gotten to the point that there's not much you can do to improve your playoff position, it's just kind of hard to predict. And I think it's hard for players to stay focused in that kind of a situation. I think that had a lot to do with happening in the last two games of the regular season. But the Chiefs certainly appear to be totally prepared for the postseason against the Steelers.
And looking ahead to the game on Sunday night, of course, it's a battle of two heavyweights, the rematch of last year's conference championship. And, you know, the Bills kind of took it to the Chiefs earlier this season. Obviously, that was much earlier on, and, you know, personnel has changed on both sides of the ball for both teams really since then. But just, you know, what do you think the Chiefs are looking at from their last game with Buffalo that they can, you know, really improve on here and try and be successful at this time around?
Well, I think you're exactly right. The teams are both substantially different than they were in Week 5 on a lot of different levels. The Chiefs had a lot of players who weren't available in that game. The Bills were without Matt Milano. I think both teams have adjusted their approaches to both offense and defense since then. It's pretty easy to make an argument for either one of these teams to win this game. I mean, when you try and compare stat for stat and strength for weakness and, going right down the line, it's pretty easy to make a strong argument for either team. So I think this point spread for this game, which the last I saw was the Chiefs by 2 points, is pretty accurate in terms of what we can expect. The only thing that I find interesting about it is that the Chiefs have really played a much more difficult schedule than the Bills have played this year, and I think that that might be the way that we can see a difference between them, is that the Chiefs have won one more game than they have against a more difficult schedule, and I think that gives the edge to the Chiefs here.
You know, John, too, it's interesting you look at really both conferences, but the AFC and how much it's evolved really since even Patrick started playing for you guys, and the landscape of the conference is a little different, right? It looked like the Chiefs might be relatively unopposed anyway, to some degree in the conference, you know, with really huge gap between Patrick and the rest of the guys, and Lamar Jackson, some other guys were coming on, but it did look like that gap was going to be, that there would be no doubt the team to beat. I still think they're looked at that way, but I think the gap has shrunk considerably across the conference with teams like Buffalo, Cincinnati starting to emerge. Baltimore's off this year, but expect them to be back. Expect the Chargers here to be a factor with their quarterback. So with, you know, Kelce getting a little bit older and this sort of incarnation of this Chiefs team anyway, how much urgency and pressure do you think there is in the building to get another one here?
Well, I think their pressure is always going to be there for them to get another one, as long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback. I mean, you know, this team was successful before Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback, and it had some of the same skill players besides the quarterback on the team. Remember, the Chiefs have won six consecutive AFC West titles now, and Mahomes is only there for the last four. So, you know, I think that they're going to be a team to contend with for a long time, but I agree with you that some of these other teams are closing the gap. I think the Chargers are going to be a real interesting team to watch. If the Broncos, you know, there's a lot of things that could change there. You know, if they got a new quarterback that is more than just a placeholder and got some good coaching in there, they could be a team that would be difficult to beat. I think it's always difficult to count out the Raiders, even though they've kind of been a mess this year on a lot of different levels, and they're, you know, also starting from scratch in the front office. But, yeah, I think that with players like Joe Burrow and in Cincinnati and Josh Allen in Buffalo, there's a lot of teams that are going to be pushing to compete in the AFC in the years to come.
You know, taking a look back at the entire season for Kansas City, their defense started off, you know, horribly. It was the worst defense we've seen from Kansas City in the Mahomes era. And, you know, they've really turned it around to become maybe one of the best they've had in the Mahomes era here. So just, you know, what do you think the biggest factors are in kind of the miraculous turnaround we've seen on that side of the ball from the Chiefs?
Well, I think there are two big things. One of them was Melvin Ingram. His addition to the team allowed them to move Chris Jones back to the inside where he is most effective. You know, they were experimenting with him being primarily a defensive end and then sometimes a defensive tackle because they were short at defensive ends as the season began. You know, they tried to get Ingram before the season began and they couldn't really make a deal. He wanted more money than they really could afford to pay. So they ended up trading for him and getting him at a very low salary. And he, you know, just solved a lot of problems for the Chiefs. Allowed him to move Jones inside, gave him another solid defensive end. And then players getting healthy. We had a lot of guys that were hurt or playing or were walking wounded during the early weeks of the season. And they all kind of came together at the same time there around week eight. And all of a sudden, the defense was playing really well. It was pretty amazing to watch, to tell you the truth.
Well, John, you really look at both these teams with how Kansas City's defense has evolved as the year went on, like you mentioned, and then obviously what Buffalo's been able to do on the defense side. Well, then you have these two incredibly high-powered offenses, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how this game goes. And, you know, sometimes defenses in these types of games can play well, but it's still high-scoring because – there's enough big plays on both sides, right? So when you look at how this game might evolve, you know, what kind of game do you think we're looking at here? Is this, you know, is this whichever defense can hold the other offense to field goal maybe has the edge? How do you look at it?
Well, I think that both teams are going to put points on the board. I don't think there's any question about that. I think both defenses are going to play really well, which is going to limit the scoring. I don't expect this to be a 40-38 shootout or anything like that. I don't think we're going to see that kind of scoring in this game, but I also don't expect it to be, you know, 17-14. I think it's going to be somewhere in between those two extremes because they both have good defenses. I mean, you know, you can argue that the Bills' defense is the best in the league, and they are statistically in a lot of different categories, but the Chiefs are no slouch. And, you know, the offense always has the advantage against the defense. So we're going to see some points scored. It's just going to be a question of, you know, which teams are able to hold the other team down to a few drives. I think it's going to make the difference in this game.
Well, John, what's your score prediction for how this one plays out on Sunday?
Well, what I've put down is 30-24 Chiefs. And we'll see how that plays out. I didn't do too well last week, but they scored a lot more points in that game than I was expecting. But that's what I've put down for the time being, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, John, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll talk down the road.
I'll be looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Take care, bud. That's John Dixon again from SB Nation, at Arrowhead Phones on Twitter. Arrowhead Pride is the column on SB Nation if you want to catch his stuff as the Chiefs get ready to take on Buffalo. So
going to be an awesome game for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that
it's got to come down to like which defense or which offense turns the ball over, right? Or, you know, third down.
It's going to be
like
which,
those kind of sort of.
Which quarterback plays worse? I mean, essentially, I know that's kind of cut and dry, but like, I mean, when it's, I just feel like when it's a game like this between like two elite quarterbacks, like usually the one who outduels the other comes out on top.
Yeah, and this, you know, the point that we always make about Mahomes getting off to slow starts, and like, yep. Kansas City can't turn the ball over in this game.
And, I mean,
like, they can't have their like two stupid sloppy turnovers expected
in the
win.
First quarter. Yeah, like they can't, like, muff a punt, and like they
yeah,
can't,
or like the defensive touchdown they give up against Pittsburgh. Yeah, like, you do that to Buffalo and you give them momentum.
Well, like,
yeah,
if they have, if they start slow like normal, and it, Buffalo goes up 10-0, is like, is that, are they in trouble?
Buffalo,
like,
might be too good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, they can't. I'm not sure if they can afford to do that against Buffalo.
Yeah, you can do that against like Tennessee and the mm-hmm. Texans,
and maybe,
you know,
even like the Bengals. You know, maybe they, even, but like, because Buffalo is, I don't know, they just feel like a different breed,
well,
right,
and
now.
And
like,
right, and if you give that Buffalo team that kind of start in a game where they're feeling good coming off
exactly.
the New England game now, like, you know, you're feeding the beast, right?
Exactly.
All right, we got to take a break. Well, we'll be picking